This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Michelle Obama says First Lady Melania Trump never reached out to her for advice. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com or TheKevinJacksonShow.com. Easy ways to remember the show. Glad you guys are here. So Melania never reached out to Michelle Obama for what? For fashion advice? For etiquette advice? A woman who is married to a billionaire who's now president is going to get what advice from Michelle Obama? How to be more ethnic? The music of Beyonce and Jay-Z? What does she think Melania Trump needs from her? Oh, it's just protocol. It might be for you, Sasquatch. Sorry. I know it hurts a bunch of people's feelings when you don't speak, you know, longingly and lovingly of Michelle Obama. I don't find anything appealing about Michelle Obama, inside or out. Now, I haven't met her. She might be a nicer person. But I'll tell you, anybody that says to me for the first time in my life, I feel pride to be an American citizen because her husband got elected. That's what brought your pride out with everything that this country's done for people. That's what made you proud. Shame on you. Anyway, I was at a Barnes & Noble getting some books, and I was looking at the magazines because they had saw Elizabeth Warren, and I saw Michelle Obama. Michelle Obama was on Life magazine. And I said, I looked and said, I wonder how many magazines Melania Trump is on. The reason why I say this is because when I'm, you know, go to the grocery store often, I never see Melania Trump or Melania and President Trump on any magazines as you're going through checkout. That's where they try to get you, right there, right? They want you to buy the Globe or something. I don't see them. And I'm there often enough to go, this is ridiculous. Why are they not on there? And not only are they a power couple, Melania, I mean, think what you want of Donald Trump, but Melania, you know, she makes anything look good. So I got curious. I was at Barnes & Noble. So I looked at all the magazines. I took pictures. I took pictures because I figured people wouldn't believe me. I said, if Melania Trump were Michelle Obama, she'd be plastered on magazines. You couldn't get a word in edgewise. She'd be doing interview after interview on TV, you name it. But because she's Melania Trump, there was nothing. There was not a single magazine. I saw Taylor Swift. I saw Elizabeth Warren. Elizabeth Warren is on the cover of Rolling Stone. Don't believe me, folks. Go look for yourselves. Not a picture of Melania. Not a front cover of Melania. You know how many magazines are out there? How many magazines for women are out there? I don't know. I would be curious if somebody, maybe somebody in the audience can tell us. Give us a call, 844-551-8255. How many covers has Melania been on versus the number of covers that Michelle Obama has been on? I'd be curious. Not very many, because they don't want you to see the level of elegance that Melania has over Michelle Obama. Life had Michelle Obama donned up as pretty as you can make her. Photo touched, airbrushed, you name it. Put Melania waking up out of a stupor on the cover of a magazine and she makes Michelle Obama look bad. You know what I'm saying? Of course you do. But that still doesn't bode well for the Democrats, because a Gallup poll came out and you can bet Democrats hope this poll is fake, because according to the poll that is taken every year by Gallup, and they ask who is the most admired man, guess what? In 2019, it was a tie, but it wasn't really a tie. It was between two ex-presidents. Well, I shouldn't say that. One ex-president and one serving president. That should give you all the hints you need to know. Yes, Barack Obama and Donald Trump tied in who is the most admired man, both receiving 18% of the vote. But you got to factor in a few things when you consider these results. For example, the public grades Barack Obama on a curve, an affirmative action curve. So many Americans experience the knee-jerk, I'm not a racist response when voting for anything that's got baby black Jesus' name. Even in the privacy of their own homes, they think the NSA is spying on them. And if they don't go the right way, they could lose their leftist card. And if it were not such a reptilian and frankly stupid reaction, Obama wouldn't poll at all. But the public, much of the left, you know, on the public, they pretend that they care about Obama. But in private, they call that dude everything but a child of God. They know what damage he's done to their party. But Donald Trump, he earned all 18% of his poll numbers and then some. And I can't think of any president or any human being who has endured so much jealousy, hatred, and vitriol than President Trump. Except Joseph, when his brothers sold him into slavery. The media attacked Trump. Fellow Republicans attacked Trump. The Democrats tried multiple metaphorical political assassinations, yet Trump is declared the most admired man of 2019. What? It took some guts for Gallup to even report these poll results. You know what I'm saying? See, here's the deal. Democrats react badly to bad news. Don't believe me. Ask Congressman Scalise. When Democrats hear bad news against them, lives are at stake. Cities invoke curfews. Law enforcement goes on high alert because Democrats will Charlie Hebdo over poll results like this. I keep saying resorts. Why am I saying resorts? Somebody slap me. Anyway, I wouldn't be surprised to hear that they canceled their company's softball game when they decided to report these findings because Gallup's employees were probably like, we ain't going outside. If you go, let's make it a pool tournament. With security. More details of the polls, folks. 4 in 10 Democrats, 45%, Republicans, named Trump as the man that they admired the most, 41% for Obama. That's why I said that Trump really won. 45% Trump for Republicans, 41% for Obama. Independents, Trump 10%, Obama 12%. I don't believe that number. Get this. 2% of Democrats said Trump was most admired. 3% of Republicans said they admired Obama the most. I don't believe either of those numbers. The most obvious result, 45% of Republicans admire Trump. That flies in the face of the logic of what we've learned. So I don't believe it, but here's what I do know. Trump shouldn't be tying Barack Obama at this stage. He should be way ahead of him. And even if he is tying, the Democrats are worried.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
They want to investigate. They want to go fishing. And I watch Bob Mueller, and they have nothing. There's no collusion. There's no obstruction. They have nothing. It's a disgrace. We want to find out what happened with the last Democrat president. Let's look into Obama the way they've looked at me from day one. They've looked into everything that we've done. They could look into the book deal that President Obama made. Let's subpoena all of his records. Let's subpoena all of the records having to do with Hillary Clinton and all of the nonsense that went on with Clinton and her foundation and everything else. We could do that all day long. Frankly, the Republicans were gentlemen and women. When we had the majority in the House, they didn't do subpoenas all day long. They didn't do what these people have done. What they're doing is a disgrace. So
Mr. Scandal-free ain't going to be scandal-free pretty soon, by the way. Barack Obama got a book deal because of Common Core. That biggest book deal ever was because of what Barack Obama did for Pearson Publishing while he was president. Boom! Look it up. You'll find out. We're posting stuff on it. Disingenuous to his rotten core. More scandals than any single administration while he's talking, we ain't never had a scandal. We don't have no scandals in my administration, I'm proud to say. Yeah, wait until the dam breaks on him, boy. Kerry admits Obama's money to Iran. Well, it's very likely that the money ended up into the hands of terrorists, but that's not our problem. It's never their problem. The cover-up, it is the biggest political scandal in history. History. I'm telling you, boy, it's about when a dam breaks, it's about to, whoo, you better not be in the flood zone. Hope you don't have a house in the flood zone, Democrats. So I was talking about this poll, Gallup poll of the most admired. 2% of Democrats chose Trump. I think it's much larger than that. But the scary things for the Democrats is that any of them chose Trump. They trained them. You can't leave the plantation, but 2% walked right off. But it's even more scary for Democrats. Here's why. 41% of them chose Obama as the most admired man in 2019. Who did the other 59% admire? If not baby black Jesus, their Lord and Savior. In a word, a bunch of them like Trump. They won't admit it. But the number is real, and it's a real indicator of the Democrat defections. The Brandon, what's his name? Walkaway dude? Brandon? Bunch of them. Leaving the plantation. Leaving the party. 3% of Republicans who chose Obama? I believe that. The Romney, Kasich, these, I'm using finger quotes, Republicans who are butthurt that they couldn't achieve what Trump did. Good riddance, I say, to George Will and Bill Kristol and Stephen Hayes, Jonah Goldberg. Even, what's the guy? Ben Shapiro didn't like Donald Trump. Guy Benson hated Donald Trump. I was with him when he just went off. So, yeah, I believe there are 3% out there. But the 2% of the Democrats is more important to me. I believe it's higher than that. 59% of the people, they say 41% of Democrats voted for Obama. 59% didn't. Who did they like? Biden? Buttigieg? Cory Booker? Who did you like? Who are your choices? A dude is a Democrat. Who are your choices? That the majority of you did not choose baby black Jesus. You went off the plantation. As far as I'm concerned, 59% of the Democrats are racist. Because they didn't choose baby black Jesus Barack Obama. That's why I said a tie is not a tie. 18 and 18. No, Trump won. In fact, the people who I read this article, they were like, Donald Trump is the winner. And it wasn't. It was not like National Review or, well, I don't even know if they're that conservative, but it wasn't a conservative rag. It was somebody, you know, like a Democrat. I think it might have been Slate Magazine or somebody like that reporting on Gallup about these numbers. So, there is nothing about this poll, man, nothing. Democrats who fought hard to demonize a man that history will revere as the greatest president of this era for sure. I don't even have any doubt in my mind about it. What this poll shows is that when you stand up to evil, which is the Democrats, then your perseverance will pay off. I stood up to evil. Somebody trying to sue me for doing a project in Philadelphia. Know what? Got an attorney. He got an extension. Got my second attorney who was legally versed in that specific kind of law. And you know what he did? He went to him and said, you got no case. We look forward to whooping your head. And when we do, we're coming after you. There went their class action lawsuit. Well, it ain't over yet, but I'm telling you, they're going to back down. I don't have any doubt about it. They sue them for my attorney's fees. Anyway, I don't know about you, but I wasn't polled. But I would vote for Trump as the most admired man, not because he's a role model to me or a role model for my kids. It would be because he made promises and he delivered. That's to be admired these days. Look at all the things that have not been delivered by Barack Obama. Look at all the things that the left have said, we're going to deliver, and it didn't deliver anything. Do you think Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and all of those knuckleheads, AOC, who runs the Democrat underground, do you think any of these people really care about what your needs are, what you care about? Because I'm going to tell you, I don't think they care one iota. I'm willing to bet many of you would vote for Trump as the most admired man. I'm curious. Let me know. Look, I get it, because it's like, no, man, there's a dude in my neighborhood. He's doing this. He's hooking up this. He's getting orphans and widows, and he's helping people save house, whatever. I get it. A lot of good people doing a lot of great work. I understand what you're saying. But in the scheme of things, the person that you admire should be a person who's living up to the ideals, pushing the envelope in things that you can't get done, and doing things in an area where you're going, man, without him, where would we be? I could ask that question of Donald Trump. Trump's not elected president. Where would we be? Many of you don't even want to hazard a guess, because you know Hillary Clinton was president. All the things that we're going to find out this year in the year of vision, the year of 2020, would be gone. It would be over. And you want answers. I know I do. I want answers, and I want butts. I want heads to roll. I want butts to be kicked. The price must be paid. And I'm not even being mean-spirited about it. And it's coming. And many of you feel it. You may not want to admit it, but it's coming. You sense it. When we come back, I'm going to give you some Ohio rally numbers that will blow your mind. I'm so happy you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show.
Jackson Radio Show.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95. And their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hello. I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says Nancy Pelosi and House Democrats are not too confident in their impeachment case against President Donald Trump.
They spent 4 weeks demonstrating through their actions that impeachment is actually not that urgent. And they do not actually have much confidence in their case.
Pelosi is set to deliver those impeachment articles to the Senate, where Senate Minority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, is calling for a fair trial.
That's why Democrats have asked to call 4 fact witnesses
and subpoena three specific sets of relevant documents.
Apple is rejecting Attorney General William Barr's pleas to unlock a Pensacola, Florida terrorist's two iPhones. The Saudi Air Force officer murdered three people and injured eight in December at a Pensacola Naval Air Station. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Democrats can't win the black vote. They can't win the women vote. When I say winning, I mean they're losing in each of those categories. Now, they'll get the most overwhelming majority of the black vote. They'll get probably the college-educated, over 40-year-old white women vote. There are certain segments that they're going to win, but here's what I'll tell you. They're losing in every statistical category. There's not a single category that they're winning in. Oh, Trump's a brute. He's this, that. I had a lady say, I wouldn't care what Trump. I think she was a former Democrat, if I'm not mistaken. I could be. But she was like, I don't care what Trump has done. He is a rock star. Dow over 29,000. I mean, it's settled back down. It's under 28. But I think it's up 20% for the year. Some crazy number. Maybe since Trump took over. It's a crazy amount. People with jobs, people happy, taking vacations and stuff. I mean, you tell me. I know what I'm seeing. I know what I'm hearing. I know what I'm personally experiencing. This has been probably the most amazing time for me since we started doing what we were doing a decade ago. We're in our 11th year, believe it or not. This year, well, I shouldn't say this year. The Trump presidency has been amazing. 2020 has already started out with a bang for me. We have a big event coming up, April the 4th, big education event in Phoenix, Arizona. You'll start seeing details around it. We have amazing speakers, Dennis Prager, Rebecca Friedrichs, Heather McDonald in my film. Heather's in my film. We have just an amazing group of folks. We've got Jojo Ingham, a guy who's an Indian guy. His sister's an actress on a 30 Rock, used to be 30 Rock, or something like that. But anyway, he got into Harvard by pretending he was black. Couldn't get in as an Indian. Successful doctor now. And I could go on. Great list of speakers. Great list of people that are going to be sharing things with you. We're going to share how you can get college at such a discount. That alone is worth the price of admission. So we're going to show No Safe Spaces, have a talk with Dennis Prager, and the producer of the film, and I could go on. It's an amazing event put on by SeekingEducationalExcellence.org. So spread the word. It's on the site. Go to SeekingEducationalExcellence.org on Facebook. You'll see it's already up there. The speakers that are going to be there are amazing. We have the lady that was arrested in Ohio for putting her kid in a better school. That story and Jojo Ingham's story both made national headlines. But I want you to think about this. A government arresting you because you want your child to have a better school, a better education. And you face felony charges because You pay your taxes, but you want to put her in a different school, in this case her daughter, put her in a different school, and you pay your taxes, but oh, you're getting arrested, black woman. You can't do that. Don't you dare try to get your child a better education. You don't you know the system, woman? Anyway, I promise you guys some Trump numbers. That's what I said, some Ohio rally numbers. Let me do one other quick thing. Joy Behar still says that the people attending Trump rallies are paid. She still believes that. We talked about that before on the Kevin Jackson Show. Let me tell you something. I can guarantee you this, and you tell me if I'm wrong, Radio Land. If Donald Trump holds a rally, would you want to go? Just ask. I'm asking you if you know he's coming to your town. It's not going to be 4 hours to go across Atlanta. You're 30 minutes if you want to drive, 15, 20 minutes, whatever it is. If you could go see him, would you go? I'll put it a different way. Sorry, I had to cough there. Would you see Donald Trump if you knew you didn't have to fight a crowd? Numbers go way up then, right? If you know you have to fight a crowd, but you sit out there a couple of hours, but you'll get in. Would you go? Hands still way up. Well, guess what? There are people that don't know if they're going to get in. They fight the traffic. They fight the crowds. They wait outside, and they don't get in, and they still go. They still go. Thousands poured into Toledo, Ohio. I don't have the numbers as granular as I had them for Hershey, Pennsylvania, where town population just under 15,000, they had 23,000-plus people at a Trump rally in a town that has 15,000 people. It's amazing they had a place to hold it. 23,000 people in a town of 14,000. They pulled at least 16% from surrounding areas. And then you find out only 82.5% of the people were from Pennsylvania. They were coming from surrounding states to see Donald Trump. Then you get into the demographics. It was very mix of minorities. It was a mix of women. It was a mix of youngsters. It was the demographic that the Democrats themselves would salivate over, the old Democratic Party that might have been able to attract those kind of people. They haven't seen those kind of numbers back until 2008 under Baby Black Jesus, and he couldn't do the same thing in 2012. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm about to get all crazy. I'm going ignorant up in here, baby. Yeah, they are just wishing for those days. Where have those days gone, Baby Black Jesus? Paid. Let me tell you. Here's what I would bet you. I'll bet you money on this. If you knew you were going to get a seat at a Trump rally, what would you be willing to pay? Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I would pay up to $100. And if I knew I was going to get a seat, I might go a little higher. Now, if you know how tight I am when it comes to things like that, you know that's a big deal. But here's what I'll bet you. I'll bet you are close to that number, maybe higher. We should probably take a poll. Would you, go to see Donald Trump if you knew you could get in? Would you go if you had to wait 0 to 2 hours, 2 to 4 hours, whatever? Do a poll like that. Then do a poll that says, would you pay to go to a Donald Trump rally if it was $5 to $15, whatever, $20, whatever? And I'm going to tell you, I already know the answer. I already know the answer. You'd go. Most of you, I mean, people were braving the cold weather. I'd seen it before. We had one of our people go, forget where that one was. She said, Kevin, I had to park out in the boonies. She goes, I had the wrong shoes on. She was interviewing people along the way. Her name is Megan. And she walked 45 minutes. She said people were lined up out there like crazy. She had video. This is not conjecture. So here's what the deal was. Trump's rally in Toledo, massive crowd, but here's what they say is the terrifying part if you are a Democrat. Oh, here it comes, baby. Statistics. 22% of those in attendance were Democrats. 21% were independents. That's almost half the crowd. For those doing the math, that's 43% of people at Donald Trump's rally were Democrats and independents. I don't remember the numbers at the Hershey rally, except I remember the Democrats, it was in the 20s, maybe 20, 21%. Wouldn't be surprised to learn that it is right in line with this very thing here. And Joy Behar wants you to believe Donald Trump is charging. People are paying, being paid rather, to, no, he's not charging, but people, he's paying people to come to his rallies. That's how sick they are. Donald Trump does not have to pay people to come to his rallies. And if he wanted to use it as a fundraising mechanism, if he could, I don't know that he could or he can't, he'd get millions and millions. I want you to think about this. 20,000 people who all say, you know what? I'll pay $50. It's $1 million. $1 million per rally. Forget, I'm talking about, that's just the price of admission. Forget what people, look at how much money this man raises in a month now. I gave you the numbers the other day, outraising all the Democrats. Tens of millions of dollars. The Democrats, best one they got was Bernie Sanders at, what, $36 million for the quarter? Donald Trump's raising $5-10 million every couple of days when he's active, you know, or when the Democrats do something stupid. Donald Trump is killing it. He's crushing it. Democrats 21%, independents, I'm sorry, 22% independents, 21% in Toledo, Ohio, a battleground state. Same is true in Michigan. Same is true in Indiana, Wisconsin, Minnesota, they say, is in play. Good for Donald Trump. Not only that, but he's also the, what is he, the man of the year? Gallup's, not man of the year, but most admired. Wow. Things are changing, folks, right before your eyes.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from gcnlife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Dehebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dehebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I will say I was in Tehran when they were chanting Death to America once. I was at a rally. The people couldn't have been more friendly to me personally as an American. It sort of felt like a thing and a trope as opposed to anything that actually was seriously meant and considered. Well, I understand your point, but having been there, my experience
right.
was
Aaron, you're in.
I was Aaron Burnett of MSNBC saying, oh, they were chanting Death to America, but they were great folks. They didn't really mean it. It was just a trope or whatever. I don't know what they meant or not. I can tell you this. I saw the video of Iranians walking around the U.S. and the Israeli flags. They would not step on them. I believe the majority of those people, I don't believe it. I know it. The majority of them don't have a care in the world about what these crazy theocrats, these Khomeinis or mullahs or whatever they call themselves. They don't care at all. Kevin Jackson's you're listening to, folks. They're ordinary people. They know American ways, Western ways. They want to be a part of that. But the Democrats, who, as I said earlier in the broadcast, they're the regime's best friend. They don't want you to shoot down Soleimani, but they're happy to have you shoot, you know, under Barack Obama. Let me put it this way. If Barack Obama killed Soleimani, Barack Obama would be a hero. Soleimani would be depicted as the bad guy that he is. But because Trump did it, they can't do it. Here's a thing they did on Democrats and Bin Laden versus Soleimani.
Hail to the chief. Congratulations to President Obama for his leadership, for his determination, for his commitment of resources, for his making a priority the capture, the apprehension of Osama bin Laden.
The killing of bin Laden is a turning point in the war of terror. It's like a Saratoga or a Gettysburg. It sends a message. We are here. I'm giving a speech this morning on how New York can grow, and he's dead and somewhere in the ocean.
Osama bin Laden is dead. Happy days. Happy days, everybody. This is the greatest. Give me a white shirt of the general. This is the greatest night of my career. The bum is dead. The savage who hurt us so grievously. And I am so blessed. I'm so privileged to be at this desk at this moment.
After nearly 10 years of waiting, 10 years of imagining where he was, what his life was like, wondering if he would strike again, it is a relief to know he's gone.
Look at President Obama. Look at that look on his face. This is the day they got bin Laden. This is the Situation Room. And that is probably as much as any of us need to know about what exactly the President of the United States was thinking while it happened.
We can now proudly say what you've heard me say the last 6 months. Osama bin Laden is dead and General Motors is alive.
You know, when some people die, you don't know what the impact's going to be. When Princess Diana died, for example, there was a huge emotional outpouring. These kinds of Elvis Presley in our culture. It turns out that this general we killed was a beloved hero.
This guy is regarded in Iran as a completely heroic figure, personally very brave.
I was wondering, I was trying to think of somebody. I was thinking of De Gaulle.
Don't for a minute start cheering this on. What you have done, what we have done, we have unleashed.
I will cheer it up.
We have.
I have never met
a war you didn't like.
That is not true, and don't even say that.
This action may well have brought our nation closer to another endless war.
I do not believe, in terms of what is in the public domain, that they have made the country safer. The argument would be made that putting the shoe on the other foot, if the United States had a high level, maybe the second most important person in the country, assassinated wherever a United States might consider that an assault on our country, or it was an assault on Iran.
The president says he wants to end endless wars in the Middle East, is bringing us dangerously close to starting a brand new one.
Anyway, welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Do you see the level, the duplicitous nature of the left? That is as brazen as you can have it. That was Geraldo cheering. Best day of my life when Osama bin Laden died, Soleimani's killed, and it's exactly the opposite. Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, many others, all the media pundits. There was no talk of what there's going to be retaliation, there's going to be World War III, none of that stuff from any of them. Look, I don't know what Republicans did. I will tell you this. When I got news that Osama bin Laden was dead, I was happy. And just to talk about some of the comments, the bum is dead. The savage who hurt us so grievously. That was what Geraldo said. Schumer said, it's a turning point. Somebody said, happy days, Osama bin Laden is dead. Biden said, Osama bin Laden is dead, GM is alive, because he took your tax dollars, our tax dollars, to save GM. You know what they were concerned about with Osama bin Laden? Wondering if he would strike again. Somebody said this will be remembered as the day they got bin Laden. Do you even know what day it was? I don't. It was something that needed to be done. And what's funny, Rachel Maddow says, that's all. Look at the picture of Obama. And he was all serious. That's all we need to know. Don't ask any questions. You don't need it. Don't question if he had authorization from Congress. We already played the clip earlier. Pelosi said he didn't need it. But suddenly Trump does. And the Democrats say, we have to stop this with the War Powers Act. How dare Donald Trump be able to do what Barack Obama did? It reminds you of anything? Maybe like when Trump said, we're going to stop the very same nations that are exporting terror from coming into our Muslim nations, seven of them, from coming into this country, didn't include 93% of Muslims, yet he was called Islamophobic. It's crazy, boy. It's a crazy world out there. They called Soleimani heroic. One guy, I think it was Anderson Cooper, that compared him to Charles de Gaulle. Then, Geraldo comes back and says, don't cheer it on. He could cheer for Osama bin Laden being killed, but don't you cheer it on for Soleimani being killing him because Donald Trump did it. It's a different set of circumstances. You know what Geraldo will do? He'll try to make you think he's Donald Trump's friends because he was on Celebrity Apprentice. The next thing they said, the nation, this was Schumer, the nation is closer to an endless war. That was all the premonitions. That was all the bad things that were due to happen. And you know what happened? U.S. officials intercepted chatter, received confirmation that terrorist leaders in Iraq had been fleeing the region. They'd gone into hiding. Fearing U.S. intelligence capabilities after the successful airstrike that killed Quds Force leader Qasem Soleimani, this is according to multiple sources, the leader of the Iranian Revolutionary Guards, Quds forces, had been killed, stepped off his plane, headed to an SUV at the Baghdad airport, and he was dropped unceremoniously. Extraordinary actionable intelligence to target the most wanted terrorists in the world, a precision strike that caught the Iranian government off guard. It was everything you want from an effective clandestine group, clandestine agency. Here's what's most surprising to me about the killing of Soleimani is that Trump was able to keep it a secret. With Adam Schiff, Nadler, Pelosi, all the leaks, luckily, let me put it this way, it didn't involve the FBI, it was CIA and possibly NSA, and Trump has clean house. If there's anything that this points to that the Democrats better be worried about, it's that Donald Trump was able to keep a secret, put a missile up the butt of that Iranian general, and nobody was the wiser on the left. What does that tell you about Donald Trump and having more control of the government? Remember Chuck Schumer's warning to him? Don't you piss off the clandestine agencies. They have ways to get you. Well, they didn't get him. They didn't get Donald Trump. And now people are afraid. For the past two decades, they say U.S. and Western intelligence officials have worked to monitor Soleimani's movements as well as planned attacks on overseas assets of U.S. troops and civilians. He was a designated terrorist by the U.S. by previous administrations, including Obama and Bush, but they stayed clear of targeting him because they feared direct retaliation from Iran or escalation of war. Well, you know what Donald Trump said? I don't give a crap about Iran or escalation. Why would Barack Obama be scared? He called him tiny as he gave him $150 billion plus $1.8 billion in the middle of the night. Donald Trump said, to heck with your diplomacy, to heck with all the things that haven't worked, and if you think we're going to escalate, I beg to differ. You want to know why? Because I believe in peace through strength, and I'm going to show Iran who's the strongest.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.